Salam said that prayer in congregation is better than prayer alone by 27 degrees. In a separate narration, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about the way that as you walk to the masjid, he's in ranks with every step, your sins are forgiven with every step, that the angels keep praying for you. Now in that second narration I mentioned, the word that the Prophet, peace be upon him, uses is rajul. Many times people see the word rajul and think it means man, which it does. But have you ever heard in English, does mankind mean only men in English? Take, for example, Lisan al-Arab. It's an Arabic dictionary. It's an example of Abu Zayd al-Kilabi and his wife and how they argued. And the way that they're described is rajulan, two men. Ibn Daqiq al-A'id says, but although it mentions the word men, the meaning of that descriptive word doesn't limit it to men. It includes women as well, and if women go to the masjid, they receive the same reward. Ibn Hazm says, are you really going to say that if a woman goes out and she takes so much effort to go and do all of this work to get to the masjid, it's not worth anything because she should have just stayed home? But to say that if a woman goes to the masjid, she's not even going to be rewarded for it? I think that that's where maybe those making that comment should bring me that proof.